Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our annual missions series, our Wide Open World missions series. And we are talking through this big idea that we say yes because God is faithful. We say yes to what God has called us to do. And I took us to the Great Commission in Matthew 28, Jesus looking at his disciples and saying right before he ascends into heaven, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he tells them before that, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, right? So I'm in charge. And based on the fact that I'm in charge and I have authority, go into all the world and make disciples. That's the job description of the church. And then he says, and I will be with you to the very end of the age. We then went to the Old Testament, to Genesis chapter 12, where we see God speaking to Abraham. And there's actually some really cool parallels there where God looks at Abraham and says, Abraham, I want you to go. I want you to go from your country, from your homeland, from your family, and go to the land that I will show you. And he tells him, I'm going to bless you. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And I will, through you, bless all the families of the earth. He gives him this incredible promise, and very much like Jesus told his disciples, it doesn't really have anything to do with Abraham's ability or his circumstances. It has to do with, no, my faithfulness, my power. God says, I will do these things. And Abraham does not get everything right in his life. He is a very imperfect man, like you, like me. He's an imperfect person. But one of the things that he does right is he believes God when God speaks. And he obeys him. He has faith, and that faith is shown in his action. He goes. He gets up, and he leaves, and he believes God. Genesis 15 tells us that when God promised him something, he believed God, and God credited it to him as righteousness. So one of the phrases I used on Sunday was, Abraham looked to God's promises, not his circumstances. Here's the reality. For some of us listening right now, maybe for all of us, there are things that God calls us to do, things he invites us to be a part of, things that maybe he's put on your heart. And there are just these fears that rise up in us. Man, I could never go out on a global mission trip, or I could never go across the street and share the gospel. I don't think I could be that bold in my workplace. I don't have the time that I need to get into a life group. I don't know if I could ever give generously or sacrificially or regularly, even because of the way my finances are right now. I don't know if I could disciple my own kids. I don't feel like I know enough. There's all these things, all these accusations of the enemy, all these fears that rise up in us. And too often, if we're honest, we get focused on our circumstances, focused on our abilities or our perceived lack of ability, and we forget, no, it's about God and his faithfulness and his ability. We don't say yes because we're so able and we're so great. We say yes because God is faithful, because he is so able, because he is so great. And he is able to equip us and empower us to do the things that he's called us to do. In fact, he promises to do so. Jesus said, right, as you go out and you seek to make disciples, as you leverage your life for the kingdom of God, I will be with you. Matthew 6, Jesus says, I know you need clothing, and I know you need food, and I know you need all the stuff of life. You seek first the kingdom, and all this stuff will be given to you. I know it's scary. I know it's hard. I know that it requires real sacrifice sometimes. We have to reprioritize our time and our money and figure out, Lord, and step out in faith and say, Lord, I'm gonna do this thing you've called me to do. I'm gonna put you first. But I promise you, whatever you give up, you gain far more in and through Christ. And no sacrifice is too great, because Jesus, he sacrificed his very life for you and for me, proving his love for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and Jesus gave his life. And so let's joyfully give our lives back to him. Let's look to his promises, and whatever unique way God is maybe stirring in you or pressing on you, hey, this is a faith step you need to take. I want to encourage you to take that today and to look not to your circumstances or your abilities or lack of abilities, but look to God's promises Trust him. He is a faithful and able God. Let me pray for you. And then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I do pray for all those listening right now. God, give us just greater faith. Help us to trust you. Help us to look to your promises, Father, not to our circumstances. You are capable. You are able. You are powerful. You are good. And you have given us good promises. God, help us to cling to those promises and leverage our lives for you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.